This is Jimmy Cabot's Tape to Broadcast 5150 interview series in Bulldozer Magazine here on a very monumental and historic Los Angeles night. I can't believe I'm about to say this. With the original Heavy Metal Maniacs from Ottawa, Canada, Exciter. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Awesome, awesome. We just flew in and we're a bit tired, but we're ready for the show tomorrow.
Why don't we all introduce ourselves, especially since it's 2016 and there's a whole new fan base out there. But first of all, what a pleasure it is to be speaking to you. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you very much. I'm Dan Buehler, the drummer and lead vocalist for Exciter.
John Ricci, guitar player for Exciter.
Alan Johnson, my friends call me Al. I'm bass.
Let's start off right off the bat with the hard questions. 2016, the reunited original Exciter. How did this come to play? One of the things that's very interesting about iconic, eclectic bands like yourselves that were at the forefront of what I like to call rock and roll, because that's what it really is, rock and roll / heavy metal. There's been so many bands that have come back within the last decade to recapture what they felt they lost, whether it's financially, whether it's because of a tide or shift in the business at that time. There's been a whole revival, a whole resurgence of this extreme underground heavy metal music. But yet, how is it possible that the three of you have reunited with the exact same chemistry, integrity, in this day and age? Why don't we start with you, Dan?
Okay.
Because you are at the vocals.
Yeah. Well, the vocal is only one small part of Exciter. The three of us together, the chemistry that we created from 1979 to 1985 is still, you know, pretty big around the world, obviously, because we can still go out and do it. But there was some kind of magic we created back then. The reunion itself was never supposed to happen. We never thought it would happen, but it did. And coming back together after all these years, the magic was still there. The first 2 minutes into the first song after all these years was like we took a week off. And it's pretty special, and the fact that the three of us are healthy and we can still go out and do it is pretty big. And 2016 to come back and to LA, and
2016.
It's crazy. I know, after all these years, and we're still doing it, and there's still a fan base all over the world, you know, which is great for us to carry it on.
2016, back in 1984. You were touring with Motorhead and Merciful Fate. Prior to that, you were touring with Merciful Fate. Monumental shows. One of the things that I was fortunate to witness was that energy. My question to you, do you still have that Exciter energy on stage? This is why fans of that era have been cranking those albums, surviving on them for 30-something years. But now that you've reformed and playing live, what can we expect?
Well, you can just look on YouTube. We were just out there earlier. We were signing some albums and stuff, and they showed one of our live videos from, I believe it was Sweden Rock.
I hope you got paid for that, by the way.
And I stood there, and I watched every single face out there all of a sudden went right to the video screen. I was looking out, and I could see it. Everybody was looking at it like, wow, there they are live, you know? So I would say yes. I mean, we can recreate that. These guys can do it. Maybe not me, but you know. we're really good at what we do, and we always have been. John's been carrying the torch for many, many years, and you'll see tomorrow. It's going to be awesome.
For me, one of the most important things about music is the integrity aspect. Exciter has always had that foundation, that integrity, that reputation, untarnished, even though the band has moved on after 1985. There is an excitement of all three of you being together. My question to you is there's going to be multi-generational fans at your show tomorrow in Los Angeles. Multi-generational. Now, actually, I'm going to ask this to all three of you. How does that make you feel? Not only has that reputation kept the band alive, but the excitement where there's a fury, a hunger, multi-generational.
Well, as you were talking earlier, I think the kids who get into heavy metal today, they want to go back further and see where the roots of what they're listening to came from. And I think that's how they discover Exciter. You know, and then they realize that all the younger bands that are trying to sound heavy and aggressive, they actually, you know, were one of the main influences of that kind of genre of heavy metal. And then they see us either on, you know, YouTube or see us live. Then they realize none of the younger bands can match the energy of this old school metal band. Because, like we were talking earlier, I mean, I'm just as enthused today like I was when I was 18, 19. I get out there and I just pour my heart out and play the music, you know? So the integrity's still there.
It's incredible for me to reflect back on the Exciter legacy and history, but I want to make it more relevant. You've mentioned bands that have been influenced by Exciter that have gone on to have major commercial success. Let's start off with the biggest, Metallica. One of the things that I find interesting is the fact that there's always been, when it comes to music, a separation of what is real and what is manufactured as real. I'll be more in depth with that. It seems to me that when you write something and it has a life on its own, that to me tells me that when it was written, it was a fragment in time that was special, but had the fuel of heart and dedication and realness. I think that's what the first three records of Exciter depict when you put them on. And I think that's why these kids now, who are searching for a hunger to be a part of this monumental music, to relive what I was fortunate to witness back in the day, are searching for. But I want to know how it feels to you. Do you still feel the energy, the fire, the angst when you hear your music and when you're performing it, Dan?
Oh, definitely. Every night we go on stage in 2016, it might as well be 1982 or 1983. As far as we're concerned, we feed off the crowd. Back then, we wrote from the heart. And when we were jumping up and down in the rehearsal hall, it was because it was a song we just wrote called Violence and Force or Pounding Metal or Long Live the Loud. We thought of the fans, but we thought of ourselves too as metal fans, and we felt at the time we wrote something very special. 2016 comes along, and I think we really did, and I think you captured it right. We wrote from the heart. We wrote something that was special back then to us, and it still withstands the test of time. And there's nothing manufactured about it. It's three guys on the floor playing their instruments, playing from the heart, playing what turned us on. And if we were jumping around in rehearsal, we knew our fans would. Fast forward to 2016, and they're still here, and there's legions of younger fans as well. So we must have hit a nerve back then that music is real, and it was played by real people. And I think that's through the 90s was lost a lot. And I think the younger people are trying to go back and relive it and recapture real people playing real music from the heart.
What about you? Same question.
It's funny that he mentioned the 90s, because in the 90s I had pretty much given up music 100%. And I really, I didn't do anything. And these guys kind of kept it going, you know. And during that time, I often thought, what we did, did it even matter? Does anybody even remember? But at the time, in the 90s, I didn't know. I wasn't on the internet. I wasn't connected, you know, like I am now. And everybody's so connected now with the internet and social media and everything. I realize now more than ever, what we did is so important, and it blows me away. Every day it blows me away. It's crazy.